Please bow and pray in silence.
让我们同心默祷。
Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we commence our Sabbath morning worship.
奉主圣名，我们开始安息日上午的聚会。
Let's all rise and sing praises to the Lord. 409.
我们请唱诗四百零九首。
409.
四百零九首。请坐。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Before we study the word of God together, let's all kneel down and pray and ask God to guide us.
在我们学习主的话语之前，让我们先同心合一跪下祷告。
So we know that the spiritual convocation in Northern California is coming up.
我们知道在北加的灵恩布道会就要来临了。
So we must pray and ask God to open our hearts and have the zeal to go out there and preach the gospel.
求主开启我们的心，使我们都能有这样的热心来来这个对外布道。
Please kneel down and pray together.
让我们同心合意跪下祷告。
Hallelujah, peace, complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah, 愿主的平安与你同在。
First of all, I praise and thank God that my parents and I can be here to have fellowship with all of you.
感谢主，今天我的父母都能够在这边跟各位一起来这个团契。
It's always nice to be able to get up early in the morning to come and see brother and sister to worship the true and living God together.
是在我们能够在早上的时候跟各位一起能够那么早就到教会来里面跟各位弟兄们来团契这是一件非常美好的事情。
This morning I'd like to share with you entering the beautiful gate.
今天早上我们要学习的题目是进入美门。
We know that our church established around 1972.
我们知道真耶稣教会是在1917年成立的。
We're talking about in the United States. Enter 1972 in the United States.
那么后来再到美国来。
But for this, for all these years, we have about 2,500 members.
那么在这些年月里面，我们一共增长到2,500名信徒。
I mean, we really praise and thank God.
我们实在是感谢赞美神。
But for the last several years, we have not increased at all.
可是，在过去几年里面，似乎我们没有太多的这个信徒的增长。
Every year during NCC, we reported over 100 people were baptized. During NCC, over 100 people. Reported over 100 people baptized.
在全国教会大会的报告上面提到说，超过100人接受洗礼。
But also at the same time, every single year during NCC, there are over 100 people who fall from the grace of God.
可是在同样的报告里面又提到超过有100人，那么就离开了教会。
So this means every single year we have not increased any new members at all.
也就是说，从数据上来看，我们每一年并没有任何新的信徒。
That's why it's so important for us to be able to fulfill the task of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们要感受到这个工作上的重要性。
Because before he ascended to heaven,
当主耶稣基督要升天之前
，He said to every single one of us, "You must go and preach the gospel to all out throughout the whole world."
他要我们去到普天下去传福音。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 7.
我们看马太福音书。
The book of Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音书第七章。
Chapter 7, verse 13 and 14.
第十三节到十四节。
Verse 13 and 14.
马太福音书第七章十三节。
Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that lead to destruction, and there are many who will go in by it. Verse 14.
十四节。
Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it.
你们要进窄门，因为引道。灭亡那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多。引到永生那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
We can see in these two verses that Lord Jesus Christ described to us these two different gates.
在这里面，主耶稣基督提到的两种不同的门。
There's a gate that is very wide.
一种是宽的门。
And this wide gate, many people would like to enter through it.
那么很多人都愿意进去。
But this wide gate will lead to destruction.
但是这个宽门却会引人到灭亡。
But there's also another gate.
那么另外还有一个窄门。
And this gate is very narrow.
那么这个门是窄的。
And very few people will find this gate.
那么找着的人也少。
Because whoever find it, they will find life.
因为找到这个窄门的人，也就能够找到永生。
But who are the gatekeepers?
那么谁是这个看门的人呢？
Because the reason they cannot find this gate because they have no one to show them this gate.
因为门找不到这个门的原因是因为没有人带领他们。
But who is the gatekeeper of this gate?
那么这个守门的人是谁呢？
See, we are the gatekeeper.
我们就是守门的人。
So we must go out and show people this narrow gate.
所以我们必须要出去到外面去告诉别人这个窄门。
Because there's so many people out in the world, they already show many people the wide gate.
因为在世上很多人所引导别人的是来到这个宽门。
But we know this wide gate will lead to destruction.
但是我们知道这个宽门是会引人，会把人引到灭亡。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16.
我们再看马太福音书第十六章
，verse 17 to verse 19.
十七节到十九节。
Matthew chapter 16, verse 17 to 19.
马太福音书十六章的十七节到十九节。
Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." Verse 18.
十八节
And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Verse 19.
十九节
And it will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven.
十七节耶稣对他说西门巴约拿你是有福的因为这不是属肉的指示你的乃是我在天上的父指示的十八节我还告诉你你是彼得我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上阴间的权柄不能胜过它我要把天国的钥匙给你凡在地上所捆绑的在天上也要捆绑凡在地上所释放的在天上也要释放
So we know that during this time our Lord Jesus Christ asked his disciple
所以我们看到主耶稣基督向门徒说
Who do men say that I am?
耶稣基督问门徒说你们说我是谁
Then he said to them Who do you think that I am?
也就是说你们想我是谁呢
？And then Simon Peter said, "You are the true and living God."
那么西门彼得就回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
”And then our Lord Jesus Christ said to him, "Blessed are you, son of Bar-Jonah."
所以耶稣回答说：“你是有福的。
”Because he said, "Flesh and blood did not reveal this to you."
因为这不是属肉的，只是你的。
So that's why if people really want to know the true way of salvation.Flesh and blood cannot reveal it to a person.
所以有人如果想要知道真正这个得救的门路，那么属肉的指示是不行的。
Only the heavenly Father in heaven can reveal these things.
只有在天上的父才能够明确的指示。
So that's why Lord Jesus Christ said to Peter.
这就是为什么主耶稣基督对彼得说
，On this rock I will build my church.
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
And the gate of Hades should not prevail against it.
阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
Then our Lord Jesus Christ said to Peter.
主耶稣基督还对彼得说
，Because Peter represented the church during that time，
因为在那时候彼得就是代表教会的柱石。
So indirectly, our Lord Jesus Christ said to the church, "I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven."
就是为什么耶稣基督跟他说，我要把天国的钥匙给你。
And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
凡你在地上所捆绑的。在天上也要捆绑。
Whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven.
凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
So what does this mean for us?
那么对我们来说，这些话的意义在哪儿呢
？We are the true church of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是主耶稣基督的真教会。
And He gave us the keys to the heavenly kingdom.
他也把天国的钥匙给了我们。
Whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
凡我们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑。
Whatever we loose on earth will be loose in heaven.
凡我们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
What are these keys?
那么这个钥匙指的是什么呢
？These keys are basic doctrine.
那么这个钥匙就是的基础道理。
Just like baptism.
就比如说，洗礼。
Just like Holy Spirit.
得圣的圣灵。
Just like foot washing.
洗脚礼。
Just like Holy Communion.
圣餐。
And just like Sabbath.
再正如
and whoever observe all these things, they will be loose on earth.
那么凡地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
So that's why it's so important for us. We must have this concept. We must go out and preach the gospel.
这就是我们必须有这样的理解，我们也必须要出到外面去传福音。
Because if we truly believe that we're the true church of God,
如果我们真的相信我们是神的真教会
and then we know there's no other churches out there have the keys to the heavenly kingdom.
那么在世界上所有其他教会都没有这把天国的钥匙。
But if we only think we're one of many churches,If we think we're only one of many churches,
我们如果只是认为说是众教会中的一间。
And then it's not necessary for us to go out and preach the gospel.
那我们就没有必要出去传福音了。
Because there's billions of people already a Christian.
因为在世上已经有千百万的人已经是基督徒了。
And the gospel already spread throughout the whole world already.
那么福音实际上已经传遍了全世界。
Why Jesus not coming yet?
那为什么主耶稣基督还没有再来呢
？Because Jesus waiting for this one true gospel to spread all over the world.
因为主耶稣基督所等待的是要这一个 这个全备的福音传遍世界。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew chapter 24.
我们看马太福音书第二十四章
verse 14.
第十四节。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 14.
马太福音书第二十四章十四节。
And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness for all nations, and then the end will come.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。
Actually, in the English, it's very clear.
英文的圣经也写得非常清楚。
And this gospel, this only one gospel.
这天国的福音所指的，这是唯一的福音。
When this gospel is preached into the whole world, and then our Lord Jesus Christ will come again.
也就是这独一的福音要传遍天下以后。主耶稣基督才会再临。
So that's why our Lord Jesus Christ is waiting for every single one of us.
这就是主耶稣基督在期待我们每一个人。
That's why in the book of Acts.
那么在使徒行传里面这么说。
Right before he ascended to heaven.
在主耶稣基督升天之前。
He said to his disciple.
他跟门徒这么说。
You will be witnesses to me.
你们要为我做见证。
In Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
并要在那耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚。
But during that time.
直到地极。
When our Lord Jesus Christ ascended, ascending to heaven.
所以当耶稣基督升天了以后
，What was the disciple doing?
那么门徒他们做了又做了些什么事呢
？They were just gazing up into heaven.
呀，那么他们就期待这个天国。
Then during that time, the angels have to come.
他们往天上看。
And the angel have to come and tap them on the shoulders.
那么有一个天使跟他们说
，And say, Man of Judea, what are you doing?
啊，加利利人呐，你们为什么站着望天呢
？Say, why are you gazing up into heaven?
你们为什么要望天呢？
Because the same Jesus will come in the same manner as he ascended to heaven.
那么这离开你们被接升天的耶稣。
In another word, angels were telling them.
你们见他怎样往天上来，他还要往天上去，他要怎么样来
？Our Lord Jesus Christ tell you must go and be a witness throughout the whole world.
也就是主耶稣基督天使要告诉这些门徒要。为主耶稣基督到外面去做见证。
Then you must go and preach the gospel.
你们必须要出去传福音。
You're not just standing and gazing up into heaven.
不是只是站着望天。
So this also for every single one of us.
同样的，对我们每一个人来说。
Praise and thank God, we have come to find the true salvation.
很感谢神，我们都找到了这个真的福音。
But we cannot only gaze into heaven.
我们不是只应该站着望天。
Of course, we know that our hope is in heaven.
当然，我们的期望。是在我们的盼望是在天上。
But before we receive the heavenly kingdom,
但是我们得到神的国之前
，we must be able to fulfill our task.
我们必须要完成我们所交托的使命和工作。
That is to go out and preach the gospel throughout the whole world.
也就是说，要出到外面去向普天下传福音。
And only then that our Lord Jesus Christ will come again.
也只有当这个工作完成了以后，主耶稣基督才会再临。
And only then that every single one of us can enter the kingdom of heaven.
也只有如此，我们每一个人才能进到神的国度里面去。
But how can we show people through this gate of heaven?
那我们怎么样能够把这个天国的门指示给别人呢
？Let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 3.
我们看《使徒行传》第三章。
Acts chapter 3.
使徒行传第三章
verse 1.
第一节
Acts chapter 3 verse 1
使徒行传第三章第一节
Now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour.
伸出祷告的时候彼得约翰上圣殿去
We know in chapter 2 there was the day of Pentecost.
我们知道第二章提到五旬节
And 120 disciples were praying for the Holy Spirit.
那么在那边的时候在那个时候信徒他们一起在传福音
And during that time the Holy Spirit came upon each and every single one of them.
他们120人祷告那么圣灵降临
And they were filled with the Spirit of God.
那么他们被圣灵所充满。
Then Peter and the 11 disciples stood up and preached the gospel.
彼得和十一个使徒站起来传福音。
And then 3,000 people were baptized.
在那一次，三千个人接受洗礼。
Why was this?
为什么会有如此的情况呢
？Because they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为他们被圣灵所充满。
So that's why in chapter 3 described now Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour.
这就是为什么这边在第三章第一节提到彼得、约翰。那么到圣殿去，在伸出的时候祷告。
We can see for sure that John and Peter were men of God.
我们知道这个彼得、约翰都是神人。
Because when they're men of God, then God knew them to perform great miracles.
因为他们是神人，那么神就用他们来行神迹。
So that's why sometimes we have so many excuses in church why we cannot preach the gospel.
有时候我们提出很多的这个借口，说不能去传福音。
Sometimes we say we are too Chinese.
有时候我们因为说我们都是中国人。
That's why we're so difficult to preach the gospel.
那么我们传福音会有一定的会有相当的困难度。
Of course, the culture and the races maybe play a little, very little role in our preaching the gospel.
这个种族跟文化上的差异只是非常少的部分，会造成非常少的影响力。
What about in Hawaii?
那么在檀香山又如何呢
？They all speak English.
那他们都说英语。
And they all eat the same food.
他们都吃同样的东西。
Of course, they have no culture differences.
在檀香山并没有文化上的差异。
Why so many years we cannot, not too many people come to believe?
为什么在檀香山那么多年没有人来信？
This one thing is lacking.
那么说缺少的是有一样事情。
In Hawaii, in San Jose Church, and throughout the churches in the United States. The one thing is lacking is all the same. In every church we go.
那么这个里面所缺少的这个，这里面所发生的问题，其实都是一样的。
We need to become men of God.
我们都要成为神人。
We need to pray.
我们需要祷告。
Just like here, Peter and John went up together to pray at the ninth hour.
就好像彼得、约翰在申初的时候上圣殿去祷告。
And throughout the whole book of Acts.
那么在整本的使徒行传。
The reason many people come to believe and were added to the Lord because they were men of prayer.
为什么有很多人那么？到教会来，到教会来，而且信了。主要的原因是因为信徒或者门徒的祷告。
So that's why during this time the Bible described that Peter and John went up to the prayer.
就是为什么我们刚刚提到说彼得和约翰到圣殿去祷告。
And then as they went there, and then they saw a certain man, that's in verse 2, lame from his mother's womb.
有一个人也就提到说第二节提到有一个人生来是瘸腿的。
And this man is always had to be carried, carry to the gate which is called Beautiful.
天天被人抬来放在殿前的一个门口，那门名叫美门。
But what was he doing there?
他在那边做什么呢？
He was asking for alms.
要求进殿的人周济。
From those who entered the temple.
所以当那些人进殿的时候，这个人就向他们要求周济。
So this means even though he laid at the gate they call Beautiful or the temple they call Beautiful, but he cannot enter through it.
他虽然已经到了美门，可是却没办法能够进去，只是停留在门口。
Because he was lame.
因为他是瘸子。
You can see nowadays many people in the world.
我们可以看到在世界上，今天世界上的很多人。
Of course, they have the hope to enter the heavenly kingdom.
他们有进入天国的盼望。
But so many because
他们盼望进入天国。
So many because they have sinned, they cannot enter to the temple of God.
就是因为很多人都犯了罪。就没有，当然就没有办法进到天国里面去。
So that's why when Peter saw this man.
所以当彼得跟约翰见到这个瘸腿的。
How many years have this man been lame from his been lame?
那么这个人已经瘸腿了多久呢
？The Bible says this man been lame from his mother's womb.
这边提到说这个人生来就是瘸腿的。
And then chapter four, Acts chapter four, verse 22.
使徒行传第四章二十二节。
Say for the man was over 40 years.All on whom the miracle of healing has been performed.
二十二提到说，原来借着神迹医好的那人有四十多岁了。
Just say this man been lame for over 40 years.
也就是说，这个人这个瘸腿的人已经超过四十岁了。
Maybe for this many years, his parents bring him to the best doctors, like the best, the best people to try to heal him.
当然，在过去这些日子里面，他的父母或许把他去带他去找最好的医生，希望他能得医治。
But for over 40 years, this man is still lame.
但是超过了四十年，就是这个人依然是瘸子。
So in other words, people cannot help him.
所以人没有办法能够帮助他。
Just like many people in the world nowadays.
就好像在今天的世人一样。
We know this lameness can represent the sin of the people.
那么这个瘸腿。可以这个代表人的罪。
Because as a lame person, he cannot enter to the beautiful temple.
因为他是瘸子，所以没办法能够进入美门。
Because back then, when you are lame, this means you have sin.
在当时，这个瘸腿的就是有罪的人。
And a sinful person cannot enter the temple of God.
一个罪人是不能进到神的圣殿里去。
So, but Peter and John.
所以彼得和约翰
，They are men of God.
他们是神人
，And they're the one can resolve the situation.
他就能够解决这个问题。
So during the time in Matthew chapter three, in Acts chapter three, verse three.
所以在使徒行传的三章三节这么说。
So this man who'd been asking alms for many years.
那他看见彼得、约翰将进入圣殿，就求他们周济。
When he see Peter and John,
当他看见了彼得跟约翰
，They are about to go into the temple.
他们要进入这个圣殿的时候
，And he asked them for alms.
那么他要求他们周济。
This is very natural.
这是很自然的情况。
Because maybe for many years this man knows he cannot do anything with his lameness.
那么这个人或许知道，在过去那么长的岁月里面，他没有办法能够使自己站起来。
All he can do is pretty much ask for some alms.
那么他只有求别人的周济
，hoping to receive money.
希望能够有一些金钱上的帮助
，maybe hoping to receive some food.
或者是能够那么得到一些食物。
But look at verse 4.
我们看第四节。
And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, "Look at us."
那么彼得、约翰定睛看他，彼得说。 你看我们。
So in verse 5, so he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them.
那人就留意看他们，指望得着什么。
So this man, you can see, of course, when Peter and John told him to look at us.
所以当彼得跟约翰叫这个人看他们的时候，
it's natural for him to wanting to receive something from them.
当然他也指望能够得到一些什么样的周济。
But what did Peter say to him?
但是彼得又怎么说呢？
He says, silver and gold I do not have.
金银我都没有。
But what I have, I give you.
只把我所有的给你。
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名，叫你起来行走。
You can see Peter because he was a man of God.
我们知道彼得是神人。
He knows the will of God.
他知道神的旨意。
He knows what is most important for this man.
他知道这个人对这个人来讲最重要的东西是什么。
Because if Peter gave him something, physically gave him something,
如果彼得只是给他一些物质上的帮助，
the next day when they go up, go and pray, they will see this man again begging for alms.
他第二天他们到圣殿去祷告的时候，这个人还是坐在那里面，期望别人的周济。
But Peter wanted to give him something better.
但是彼得要给他更好的东西。
That is our Lord Jesus Christ himself.
就是主耶稣基督。
That's why in the early years when we went to Africa.
所以当我们去非洲传道的初期，
Of course, our brother and sister there, their lives are very pitiful.
当然，那边的信徒的生活可以说是非常的可怜。
Some of them, they go 2-3 days without eating.
他们有时候两三天都没有东西吃。
And their house is just living in a straw hut, right? If the strong wind blows and the hut is gone, they have to rebuild a new one.
他们的他们住的屋子都是这个稻草的茅草盖的，那么被风吹了以后，那么就整个就倒塌了，还要重建。
So when we first went there, we bring many material goods for them.
所以我们到非洲初期传道的时候，带了很多的这物质上的这个援助去。
But we realize every time we give them material goods, you never see them in church again.
但是我们发现到，我们给他们物质上的援助，他们就不到教会来了。
I remember one time they bought them a taxi, right? The IA bought them a taxi cab.
有一次，那么连总给他们买了一个计程车，连总给他们买了一个计程车。
Hoping that one of the brothers would drive the taxi and, you know, and whatever money they make, they can bring it to the church.
那么希望这个弟兄，那么他做这个计程车的司机，那么挣了钱以后就可以奉献到教会。
But you can see actually the people who drive this taxi, all the money they make just put their own pockets.
那可是这个开这个计程车司机的人，那么他把所赚的钱都进入了自己的口袋。
And then the taxis always be broken down.
那么这个计程车又经常经常会坏。
And who fix it?
那谁要去修理呢？
The missionary who goes there.
但每次去传福音的时候，帮他来修这个车。
Why? Because we never established them with our Lord Jesus Christ.
也就是说，我们没有把他们的信仰建筑在主耶稣基督的身上。
And one time they bought this commercial bread machine, my bread maker, commercial bread machine.
Bread maker.
And the same thing, we also bought, the IA bought them 4 acres of land.
那么同样的，连总后来也给他们买了一个差不多4英亩的这个土地。
And hoping the church can grow, you know, some kind of, you know, fruit and vegetable and sell it and make money for the church.
那么也希望他们能够在上面有任何的这种在上面这个种植，那么这个产品能够卖了钱奉献给教会。
So when I was there, I saw that the 4 acres of land is all desolate.
可是当我去的时候，后来我去传福音的时候，在非亩看见那个这四英亩的土地已经荒芜了。
I remember there's only one papaya tree right on that land, and there's no fruit, there's no papaya.
我只有看到一棵的这木瓜树，上面是没有果子的。
And then later on, praise and thank God.
后来很感谢神。
That our church when we go there.
我们再去传福音的时候。
We only bring the true way of salvation.
我们只是把这个真道。 如何得到真道的方法带去。
Because other churches who goes and preach the gospel.
那其他的教派去传福音的时候。
If you get baptized in their church, they would receive a reward.
他们如果有任何人在教会接受洗礼，就能够这个得到奖赏。
Sometimes they get financial help.
比如说在金钱上的帮助。
Sometimes they get some clothing.
比如再如像这个衣服。
So that's why every time a person want to be baptized in our church, they ask, "Oh, what I'm gonna get?"
所以那么因为有人有这样的想法，是到教会里面来，到我们教会来洗礼的时候，就问我如果接受洗礼有什么好处。
For this last decade,
在过去的十年里
，we just bring the gospel to them.
我们只是把福音带给他们。
And we can see that many members now God take care of them Himself.
我们可以看到很多的信徒实际上得到神的照顾，直接来的照顾。
Even though, yes, we want to bring many material goods for them.
没有错，我们也想把这个物质带给他们。
But if they don't have strong faith in the Lord Jesus Christ,
可是他们如果对主耶稣基督没有很坚强的信心，
then they cannot stay in the church.
他们就没有办法留在教会里面。
That's why now when we go there, we preach the gospel to them.
所以现在我们去那边工作，只是去传福音。
And train them to have a good relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么我们来训练他们建立起对主耶稣基督有良好的关系。
Because this is the most important part of our life.
这就是我们的生命里面最重要的部分。
So that's why now you can see when you go visit our brothers and sisters.
所以现在当我们去非洲来访问信徒的时候，
some of them they have very strong faith.
他们有些人有非常坚强的信心。
Just like one sister.
就比如有一个姐妹。
You can see in Africa every single day, if you have a job, you can work for one day, you make only $1.
那么在非洲，那么每天这个工作的。这个工资大约是一块美金。
But this $1 can feed your family for 2 to 3 days. This $1 can feed your family for 2 to 3 days.
One dollar. 所以这个一块钱，如果赚这一块钱的话，那么就可以养活差不多一家人差不多两三天。
But even to have this kind of job is very difficult.
甚至要找到这样子微薄的这个收入的工作，都是很困难。
I remember one time I went to a certain area.
有一次我到某个地方去。
And when the sun rise, his brother, you know, he got up and he on his way to work.
那么在这个日出的时候，这个弟兄就开始出去工作。
And then of course he went to work very clean.
那么他出去的时候，我看到身体非常的干净。
And when he come back, I can't even recognize him because he was so dirty.
等他回来以后，我发现他是满身的这个污垢，我几乎都认不出他来了。
When he came back, I see the sun already set.
他回来的时候已经是已经是这个日落了。
And I asked him, "What did you do for the job today?"
那我问他说，你究竟工作了些什么呢？
He said he went to the sugar cane field.
他说他去了这个甘蔗园。
So from morning till evening, he had to cut the sugar cane all day and load it up into the truck.
然后他每天去这个甘蔗园里面砍这个甘蔗，然后把这个放到这个卡车上面。
And for that whole day, he makes only $1.
所以他工作了这一整天，只赚。
But he was very happy.
可是他感到非常的高兴。
Because not everybody can have that job.
因为不是每个人都能够有这样的工作。
But when they come to know our Lord Jesus Christ,
当他们来信主的时候，
you can see when they have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么他们对主耶稣基督有那样的信心。
And then they learn how to rely on Him.
他们也学习如何要来信靠主。
I remember one sister, she shared with me.
有一次有一个姐妹跟我来分享。
Every day she sells this little donut like this big. It's five. It's equal to 1 cent. Our 1 cent, five.
然后他就做一些很小的那种像糕饼一样，像这个炸圈一样啊。那么是差不多是一分钱。
In other words, if she want to make $1, she must sell a lot of this donut.
所以他如果要是要赚一块钱的话，就必须要卖很多。
But she was so joyful.
可是她却非常的喜乐。
And she mentioned to me every single day, God allow enough people to go, you know, to sell, to buy the stuff from her that she can make $1.
所以每天神差不多就送来将近那么多的人数，使她可以足够赚一块钱。
She doesn't have a store or anything. She sells them on the roadside.
那么她并没有一个铺子，只是在这路边摆摊子卖。
But she know because of God's grace.
他知道神的恩典。
That she allow God allow to make $1 every single day.
所以神也就每天让他赚一块钱。
And also this brother.
还有一个弟兄。
And he became very wealthy.
他来的时候，我们是很富有。
And we knew that he was very wealthy.
我们知道他非常的富有。
So we went to visit him.
我们就去访问他。
How did he become wealthy by building toilets for people to use?
他是造这个厕所，让别人替别人造厕所。
Just like in Africa, you know, toilet, you don't have no public toilets.
在美国是没有这个公厕。
And some people, you know, even though they have houses, but they don't have their own toilet, so they go into the bushes sometimes, right?
那么在甚至有人有自己的屋子，可是却没有厕所，就没有卫生间。
So this brother came up with a great idea.
所以这个弟兄就有一个想法。
Because he's very handy with his hands.
因为他这个人的手非常灵巧。
So he built about six toilets. He built about six toilets.
Every day or?
No, he built six toilets.
那么他就他一共就做了这个六间厕所。
And then whoever want to use a toilet must give him some money before they go in to use the toilet.
他就造了这个六间厕所，就好像公厕一样，每个人要用这个卫生间就要付他钱。
And this is business.
这就是他的这个生意。
Every day people need to use the toilet.
因为每个人每天都要因为人有三急，所以每个人都要用厕所。
And his toilets are very fancy.
他的这个厕所还造得很不错。
It's very clean.
很干净。
And it doesn't smell.
而且没有味道。
So because of this, many people love to use his toilets.
所以就每个人就愿意用他的厕所。
So one time me and another minister, we went to visit him.
所以有一次当我跟另外一个同工去访问他。
And we said to him,
我们跟他讲。
Oh, how much do you make per week?
我们问他说，你一个星期可以挣多少钱？
And he said, oh, I don't make too much money.
他说我并没有挣很多。
And then for us, we're like, oh, okay, we heard that he was pretty wealthy.
Right? 因为我们听说他非常的富有。
So after that, that was the beginning of our trip.
这就是我们这个开始的这个旅途。
And then we travel, we travel the land for about 30 days.
那我们在这个那我们一共到别地方去有三十天之
久。Then we came back to that area.
但我们又回到那个地方来。
And then that brother came to us.
那这个弟兄又来见我们。
And that brother was really, really sick.
他就他这个病得很严重。
And we asked him what happened.
我们问他说，为什么你病成这样子？
He said, "Remember when you came to visit me?"
他说，当你们来访问我的时候。
And you asked me how much money do I make per week?
你们问我说，我每一个星期挣多少钱？
And I told you I do not make too much money.
我告诉你说，我并没有挣很多。
The reason I say it is because I want to receive some money from you.
那么我的那个当时想法是希望从你们得到一些钱的帮助。
And then he said, "Since that day, I'm so sick, I have not worked for 30 days."
他说，从那一天开始起，我就病得很严重，现在已经有一个月了，
because
还是如此。
Because I lie.
因为我对你们撒谎。
Even though God give me allow me to make so much money every week.
那么神让我每个星期赚很多的钱，我却向你们撒谎。
And he said because I'm so greedy.
因为我非常的贪心。
And then I told you that I do not make too much money.
我告诉你们说我没有赚很多钱。
And because of this, God allowed me to be sick for almost a month already now.
因为我讲了这样的话，所以神让我病了一个月。
And then he said, "Please pray for me."
那么他跟我说，请你为我代祷。
And the minute we prayed for him during that time,
那么我们在为他祷告的时候，
he was healthy again.
那么他病就好了。
So you can see when members have good relationship with God.
所以当我们看到当信徒跟神有好的关系的时候，
God Himself would take care of them.
那么神就会照顾他们。
But all we need to do is teach them how to be close to God.
那我们所要做的就是要来告诉他们如何来就近神。
So just like this man,
就好像这个人
maybe he's been begging alms for many years. He's been begging alms for many years.
就像这个人，他向别人要求周济已经多年了。
And all he know to do is to ask for the physical things, right, from people.
他所知道所能去做的就是向别人伸手。
Just like many people come to our church.
就好像很多人来我们教会。
Maybe the reason they want to come to believe because they want to gain some physical things.
他们来信的动机，也许希望能得到一些物质上的帮助。
But we must give them something that is better.
但是我们要把更好的东西给他们。
That is the hope for the heavenly kingdom.
这就是天国的这个盼望。
Just like this man.
就如这个人一样。
So Peter said to him, "Silver and gold I do not have."
所以彼得对他说，金银我都没有。
But what I have in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk.
只把我所有的给你，我奉拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
Remember, this man been lame over 40 years.
我们知道这个人已经瘸腿瘸了。40多年。
So that's why in Acts chapter 3 verse 7.
所以第三节，使徒行传第三章第七节这么说。
Verse 7.
第七节。
And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength.
于是拉着他的右手叫你起，拉着他的右手扶他起来行走，他的脚和踝子骨立刻健壮了。
What did Peter do during that time?
那么彼得做了些什么呢？
Because he know this man been lame for many years.
又知道他知道这个人已经瘸腿瘸了四十多年。
When Peter told him rise up and walk, he need help to rise up and walk.
所以彼得叫他起来行走的时候，他需要别人把他扶起来。
That's why he lift up by his right hand.
所以拉着他的右手。
Because he lift him up to give him strength.
那么把他扶起来就是给他 力量。
And to increase in his faith.
那么也就是来增加他的信心。
And then as he lifts him up, and then you can see that the feet by his ankle bones receive strength.
当他被扶起来的时候，他的脚和踝子骨立刻健壮了。
And then in verse 8.
第八节。
So he leaping up.
他就跳起来。
Stood and walked and entered the temple.
站着又行走。同他们进了圣殿。
How beautiful this was！
这是一个非常非常美好的事
情。For many years, this man can never enter this beautiful gate.
那么这么多年了，这个人从没有办法进到圣殿里面去。
But because of Peter and John，
就是因为彼得和约翰。
Because God's mercy was upon him，
那么神的这个恩典，神的怜悯临到他。
So when Peter said him, "Rise up and walk," this man stood up and walked and leaped and jumped and entered the temple of God.
所以彼得叫他起来行走的时候，这个人就走着跳着赞美神进了圣殿。
How beautiful this is！
这是多么美好的一件事情。
This is the goal that we want to have for everyone。
这就是我们所要宣扬福音的目的。
So that's why then a time you can see in verse 8。
所以我们可以看见在第八节里面。
Not only that he entered the temple with them, but he walked and leaping and praising God。
他不但站着行走进了圣殿，而且还走着跳着赞美神。
Then in verse 9, and all of the people saw him walking and praising God.
第九节，百姓都看见他行走赞美神。
So this man was lame for over 40 years.
这个人瘸了四十多年。
Even though the temple is so beautiful.
虽然这个圣殿是那么的美好。
But years after years, he always sitting before the temple can never enter through it.
可是年复一年，他都是坐在这个圣殿的门口。
But now because John and Peter brought him a better thing.
那么就是因为彼得约翰把更好的给他。
That is our Lord Jesus Christ himself.
那就是主耶稣基督。
So because of this, this man was healed from his lameness, and he himself can enter the temple and praise God himself.
正因如此，这个人得了医治，而且能够进到圣殿里面来赞美神。
So that's why for every single one of us.
所以对于我们每个人来说。
Yes, we know we've been baptized for many years.
我们已经洗礼多年。
But make sure we are not the one that is lame and sitting next to the gate.
我们不要像这个人，只是坐在这个瘸子。坐在这个门口。
We must be like John and Peter.
我们必须要像彼得、约翰一样。
They are men of God.
他们是神人。
And we must be the one that God uses to heal many people who are lame.
我们必须要我像他们一样去去那个来去帮助那些瘸腿的人。
But if we are the one just like the lame man.
可是我们如果也是成了个瘸子。
Remember this lame man? He was an Israelite.
我们知道这个瘸子，他也是犹太人，也是以色列人。
He's a chosen people of God.
他也是神的选民。
And he has the right to enter to this temple.
那么他也有资格进入圣殿。
But because of his lameness.
因为他是瘸子。
He cannot enter this temple.
他就不能够进到圣殿里面
去。So the same thing for us.
同样的，对我们来说。
Yes, we are the chosen people of God.
我们也是神的选民。
We have the right to enter the temple of God.
我们有进入圣殿的资格。
But if we have sinned against God.
但是我们如果得罪了神。
If we are not whole before God.
我们如果在神的面前不是完全的。
We also cannot enter this temple.
我们也不能进入这个圣殿里面。
But of course, sometimes we are weak.
当然有时候我们会软弱。
But those of us who are strong.
可是那些坚强的人，
we must help one another.
我们必须要彼此来帮助。
Just like Peter helped the lame man to lift him by his right hand, so he can be strong.
就好像彼得把这个瘸子扶起来。
So the same thing for us.
同样的，对我们来说，
when we are weak,
当我们软弱的时候，
we must rely on those who are strong.
我们要靠那些坚强的人来帮助我们。
So they can encourage us, lift us up, so we can enter the temple.
他们就可以鼓励我们，把我们扶起来，我们也能够进入圣殿里面去。
But those of us who are strong,
那些坚强的人，
we must know the will of God.
我们必须要知道神的旨意。
To be able to help and encourage our brother and sister who are weak and faith.
我们才能够来帮助那其他的软弱的弟兄姐妹们。
And only then we can enter the temple of God together.
也只有如此，我们才能够一同进入圣殿。
And only then we can leap and walk and run and praise the name of God.
也只有这样子，我们才能够走着跳着赞美神。
And then everybody can see us.
每个人，其他的人都能够看见我们的作为。
And they themselves can glorify the name of God.
也只有如此，我们才能够来荣耀神的名。
So that's why for us.
所以这个对我们来说。
We know the task that God has given to us.
我们知道神所交托我们的使命。
To go out and preach the gospel out to the whole world.
我们出去要出去传福音。
And we have the keys to the heavenly kingdom.
我们有天国的钥匙。
We must go out and show people the gate and give them the keys so they can open it.
我们要到外面传福音，把这个钥匙给别人，别人才能开启这个门，进入这个圣殿。
But if we're not filled with the Spirit of God,
但是我们如果没有被圣灵所充满
，we ourselves just like this lame man.
我们就好像这个瘸子一样。
We can't even enter the temple ourselves.
我们连自己都不能进入圣殿。
So that's why we must like Peter and John.
所以我们必须要像彼得和约翰。
Working together.
我们要 一起同工
praying with one another，
我们一起祷告
，so we can have the strength to help those who are in need，
我们才能够有力量来帮助那些需要帮助的人。
So may God help all of us，
愿主帮助我们
，and always strengthen us，
求主加添我们力量
，so we can have the strength to help all the other，
所以我们才能够有这样的属灵的力量来帮助彼此，来彼此帮助。
To help people in the world，
我们也同样的有这样的力量，能够来帮助世上的人。
To come to this narrow gate，
那么来到这个窄门
，which is beautiful。
这就是那个美门。
Let's all rise up and sing hymn 282。
请唱诗282首。
282。
请坐。
Now we can kneel down and pray together.
现在让我们同心合一，跪下祷告。
We continue to pray for the outreach and the passing work in Northern California.
我们为那么这个北加州这个传福音的工作祷告。
And please also pray for the Holy Workers Seminar is coming up next week.
我们也为下个星期所要举开的这个灵修会祷告。
We also pray for the upcoming SSC for all the churches in Northern Cal.
我们也为将要举开的在北加州所要举开的灵恩布道会祷告。
And we pray that God gives us strength to go out there and preach the gospel.
求主，我们也求主给我们这个信心的力量出去传福音。
We must add more soul to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要把更多的人那么加添给主。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is waiting for us.
主耶稣基督在等待我们。
So we must prepare and cultivate ourselves.
所以我们必须要准备好、预备好自己。
And be filled with His Spirit.
被他的灵所充满。
And only then He can use us to do many great things.
也只有这样子，主耶稣基督才能够用我们完成更大的事情。
Because we know that preaching the gospel is to fight against Satan himself.
我们知道传福音也就是跟撒旦的征战。
If we are not prepared, we cannot win this battle.
我们如果没有预备好的话，就没有办法能够在这场征战中得胜。
If we are not prepared, we cannot win any soul for Lord Jesus Christ.
我们如果没有预备好的话，就不能够使更多的灵魂得救。
So we must continue to be filled with the Spirit of God.
所以我们要不断的被圣灵所充满。
And be filled with the Word of God.
被这个而且神的话也要充满在我们的心内。
Now let's kneel down and pray together.
让我们同学一跪下祷告。